So as part of my attempt to work on my health, I haven't just been running, done something that I never thought I was going to be doing, which was going into the gym to actually lift weights. And it's been a good experience. We have a parishioner who owns a gym and is a very good personal trainer. And I've finally gotten to the place where I'm able to do bench presses and to press more than the bar, which is a huge deal for me. And not all that long ago, I was maxing out and I could tell I was coming to that place of failure, and he was spotting me, but I'm like, this is the most I have ever benched. And then I hit that place where it starts coming back down. And I kind of look up and he's holding a child in one hand and reaches down and lifts the bar the rest of the way to help me out. Good solid dose of humility. We have today in our readings this idea that God is coming to help us. But we have to look, especially as we hear the story of the Good Samaritan. We have heard it so many times and probably told it to our children so many times from the perspective of us being called to love and to serve our neighbor, and that our neighbor is everyone. And indeed, that's what Jesus is doing in speaking to this scribe who wants to justify himself. But the fathers of the church caught a different read, one that doesn't contradict it, but one that takes it a level deeper. First and foremost, the Good Samaritan is Jesus, and we are the victims of the robber. How often have we thought of that? Right, we hear in Paul's letter to the Colossians that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Right, and that in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, thrones, dominions, principalities, powers. These are ranks of angels, beings of immense power, and it's through Jesus that they were all created. So in Jesus is the fullness, as Paul says, but the fullness of God's love, the fullness of his strength, his saving power. And so he finds us on the road, beaten, stripped, left half dead by the evil one. All of us are that way when we're born into original sin, no doubt. But then throughout our lives, in various ways, the evil one plays off the fallenness of our nature, wounds us through the sins of others, gives us bad example, and so we, in particular ways, are left wounded, robbed of that identity that should be ours. And the fullness of God's strength and love, the image of the invisible God, Jesus himself, comes to us. And St. Augustine draws out this image beautifully of speaking of the oil and the wine as the sacraments, and being put on the Good Samaritan's own animal as the Lord placing us in, raising us to his divinity, and providing in this inn of the church for all that we may need as we continue to grow strong. But I don't want to get too lost in the images, because I think it's so important that we remain with the truth that Jesus is first and foremost the Good Samaritan. And this is important because if we listen to that first reading, this is good news, right? That the law of God has been given in a way where we don't have to climb a mountain or go up into the sky. We don't have to cross an ocean or go on some vast pilgrimage. Moses says, indeed, it is something very near to you, already in your mouths and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out. But how many of us, knowing the law of God, experiencing it in our hearts, say to ourselves, I'm not strong enough. Even though it's been brought down to me, even though I don't have to journey for it, I look at the law and I feel too weak. And so we see that God goes a step further in coming to us as the Good Samaritan. So how do we experience the generosity, the power, the love of God made visible in Jesus? So first, it's important to ask ourselves, what is the image that we are operating on there's room for pride, to think that we are sufficient in ourselves. I haven't been robbed. I'm strong enough. Or there's the idea that instead of the Good Samaritan, God is this priest or this Levite who wanders by, has more important things to do or to care about. If we have those images, if we have any image other than Jesus Christ as the Good Samaritan, that's where we begin. If we are waking up and finding ourselves in an inn being cared for, if we find ourselves in the life of the church, we still experience our woundedness, the hurt that comes perhaps from past sins, comes from what others have done to us, it comes from the cruelty of the world. And so we need to take that appropriate time to heal and to strengthen ourselves. Any of us who have had to take care of other people, or maybe those of us who are bad patients, know that the moment we start feeling good, we're ready to start pushing the limits. There's a reason that the doctors tell us, keep taking the medicine even after you feel better. There is a whole healing that has to take place. And so once again, we find the temptation, I'm going to take on everything. I'm going to go and walk all the way back to where I came from. When in fact, we still have more healing that needs to be done. But perhaps we feel ashamed at that. When we've experienced the generosity of others, there can be this sort of shame that emerges. 2 silver coins? I was worth that to someone? I don't know. I guess keep the change and I'll go take care of myself. But again, to come back to the fact that God desires to be generous with us, and that generosity is shown not in enriching our bank accounts, healing or strengthening our bodies necessarily, or giving us everything we think we want, but instead by bringing us to that wholeness, that satisfaction, that fullness that comes from being loved generously by God. And then by receiving all that is given to us, growing in that strength so that then we are able to share. So are we able to identify and experience Jesus as the Good Samaritan in our life? If it's been a while since we've gone to reconciliation, that's a great place to begin. It's been a long time since I've heard about a priest yelling at anybody in confession, and it's not going to be me. I'm not going to start. So go and experience the Lord's kindness in that sacrament. But then also remember that kindness when we leave that sacrament, because sometimes we're the ones who wound ourselves. How could you be so foolish? You must be awful to fall into this. No, we only speak to ourselves in the way that the Good Samaritan does. Then to have the humility to receive being cared for, to ensure that we do take that time for proper rest that isn't putting our feet up and watching the game on TV, but that is being with the Lord. Not racing through saying a list of prayers, not trying to get a whole bunch of stuff done or read, but just being with our Lord, letting Him work secretly and quietly in our heart. And then to continue to draw on the wealth that has been left to us. What must we do to enrich our life? Where is the Lord maybe inviting us to grow in our spiritual life? Is there a saint that continues to come to mind? Is there an invitation to deeper prayer? Have we been moved to want to spend more time with the Gospels, to make use of the wealth that has been left to us? And then, yes, to, as Jesus says, go and do likewise. We definitely face the temptation to ask, well, who is my neighbor? Because there's somebody I'm thinking of that I don't want to be my neighbor, so don't say them, Jesus. And without fail, we know that it's them that Jesus is going to name. And so, to go and do likewise, not just because Jesus said so, but because we ourselves have experienced it. If this is what Jesus, the fullness of God's love and power, does for us in our worst, we have no excuse And in fact, we have all of the wealth that we need then to go and do likewise for others. And so finally, to spend time reflecting, who is my neighbor, Lord, and who are you calling me to love? And to set aside maybe the first few people that come to mind, because they're probably the easiest, the ones who can do the most for us in return. And to really ask, who is it that I resist loving? Who is it that I think is second class or unworthy of my attention? Who do I take some extra effort to avoid? Go and do likewise. So as we continue with Mass and draw close to Jesus in the Eucharist, let's allow our hearts to be stirred, first with humility, that God does indeed come that close to pick us up and care for us. Let's call to mind our gratitude for the love that Jesus shows us continually as the Good Samaritan. And then, having received the wealth of the Lord in his generosity, to ask the serious question, who is my neighbor? And then to go and do likewise.